Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. I'm glad to be here this morning. I hope everyone is having a great July 31st. That's right, July 31st. Could you believe it? I think it's less than a month. Kids are back in school. Summer is just about over. Where did 2014 go? I'm not sure. But my question to you is, are you taking advantage of 2014, or is it just slipping by and you're just standing there watching it go by saying, I don't know where it went? A lot of times we go through this process and then, you know, and come around October, we put it into full gear. You know, we do that last 90-day push to get our quota for the year. And I know, I'm just as guilty as everyone else. It's just the way it happens sometimes. First 3 months, you know, we blame it on, well, we're just getting started. The second 3 months, well, you know, we just realized our mistakes. The third 3 months, well, you got to have some time off. Kids are out of school. The last 3 months, we put our foot to the pedal, and we try to gain access to getting more business. I read a book six, seven, maybe 8 months ago called The 12-Week Year by Brian Moran. And what I liked about that is when I started reading the book, I couldn't put it down. Why did that happen to me? Well, because it talked about how the last 12 months of the year seemed to be where we push. And we just, this was around the first of the year, and I just thought, well, goodness, I'm going to start following this process that they're talking about, and that was to make every quarter the last quarter of the year. Treat every quarter like it's the last quarter of the year. Push hard every quarter. Well, it sounds great when you read that, just like a workshop or webinar. You go listen to a speaker. You take the notes. It sounds awesome. I always say that when we hit the fresh air, it seems like amnesia comes. We forget everything we were excited about. Things just move on. We blame it on life getting in the way. But really, when it comes down to it, it's a choice. We always need to make a choice on what it is that we're going to stay focused on. Now, I know we are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners, corporate executives, moms, dads. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on in our world, and every piece of it is a business in itself. I understand that. But when it comes down to the process of following what you want to do, the choice is yours to make it where you are disciplined with the concept of what you want to do. Now, I wish I had a magic pill that you could take that makes you just stay focused on that, because it just seems like shiny things just keep coming in front of us, and I always have this great excuse. That's the one of the personalities of being an entrepreneur, is that shiny things are really attractive. But really, that's an excuse. That's really an excuse, because we don't take advantage of what we already have. We're too busy looking for an easier way out. You know, I spoke with my 19-year-old boy yesterday. He's been struggling because he's a college student, and he can't figure out what he wants to do in life. And he wants to take a job where in 4 or 5 years he'll be making lots and lots of money. Well, hey, think about it. When you were 19. You know, that's the part where your life, where, you know, you're 17, 18, 19, 20, where you're still real smart, smarter than anybody you knew. You're going to make your way to make millions of dollars. This is just going to happen overnight. And then one day you woke up and said, boy, this isn't working. What am I going to do? I am confused. Well, I know I'm 58 years old, and I'm still confused. But I do know that if I put one step in front of the other and go down my list that I make up every day, for the next day, and try to do the things first that I don't want to do, so I got that out of the way, and the rest of the part of my day can be better. But does that mean that I'm going to be an overnight success? Well, I can let you know that in 20 years, because that's usually what it takes to become an overnight success, is 20 years. So as I was having this conversation with my son, I told him, one of the things you need to do is step back from where you're at, look at who you are, look at what you're doing. You got out of high school a year ago. You're in college. It's the end of the summer break. You're getting ready to go back to college. You got to get a job that's going to supplement what you need to do. You know, you're taking some time off to try to figure out what you want to do. you experience that that doesn't always work. So what do you have to do? Be patient. Maybe you know, pray on it. Whatever it is that you need to do for you to personally be better at making this decision is what you need to do. And most important, take yourself off the hook. Take it easy on yourself. And don't be so hard on the fact that you can't figure out what it is that you want to do. Now, does that only go for the 17 to 21-year-old person? I don't think so. I think it goes all the way up to the day they throw dirt on you. I think that we need to step back, take a look at things, and make sure that we take it easy on ourselves, find our focus to what we need to do, and start putting one foot in front of the other. So I found that interesting after raising 5 children and telling them all how important it is to be disciplined, how important it is to have a plan, how important it is to do this, that I had a conversation with them that said, take it easy, relax, enjoy life a little bit. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. All you can do is enjoy today. We'll help you figure it out. And I sat back and thought about it. I said, you know, my father used to tell me the same thing. But back then I thought he was crazy, and I think my kid thought I was crazy. But I know that I did what I thought I was supposed to do. So let me ask you a question. What do you do in your world? What do you do when that question arises in your own life or in your children's life or in your friend's life or your spouse's life, or maybe it's an employee that you work with, maybe it's an employee that works for you? How does that work? What do you do? How do you look at it? Well, you know, every week I speak off that word gamble, right? Growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. 20 years in the casino business, that's what I talk about. One of the things I found interesting was the enjoyment part. So after my experiences this week, I've decided to make the word of the week enjoyment, and the challenge of the week I'll get to in a second, but let's talk about enjoyment. What do you do for enjoyment? I had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning, one of my co-authors, and he said that he's been ripping and roaring, going traveling from city to city. He said, but he made a plan to go to New Jersey to speak, and that's where he's from originally. So he was going there for 2 weeks to speak, and he decided to go for 3, to take 1 week off, spend with his family. And he made the point, if we burn out, we're no good to anybody that we help. So you have to start with yourself first. Well, that's always really sounds great, right? But really, I'm going to tell you what happened to me this week. I've been pushing and going for so long, you could probably tell in my voice, it sounds like I'm a little tired. I ran out of energy. I remembered that I had to go back and take my own program and pick up on the enjoyment part. So what part of the week do you unplug? What part of the day do you unplug? Do you unplug? Are you going 24/7? And if so, how's that working for you? You know, my father, who I realized was a very wise person later on in my life, said to me, boy, if you can't make it in 5, you're not going to make it in 7. And I thought, yeah, what does he know? Right? What does he know? Well, I'm here to tell you, he's really right on the money with that. If you can't do your business in a 10-hour period of time in a day, okay, you're fooling yourself. And if you need to work 6 or 7 days to do it, you're fooling yourself even more. Because what happens is if you don't shut it down, you can't create new ideas. You can't implement the things you need to do. And you can't see a vision clear enough to do it. And then what happens? You start making excuses. And when you make excuses, you start rolling down this hill that you can't stop. The next thing you know, when you hit the bottom and you crash and you're all bruised up, you got to start all over again. So as you climb that mountain, wouldn't it be good to stop and take a break, get a breather, so when you get to the top, you're not worn out and you're able to take your time going back down the mountain to enjoy all the benefits that come with it. So the word of the week is enjoyment. The challenge of the week is an hour a day and shut it down. Pick a time of the day that you're going to shut it down. Make sure you spend an hour a day with your family, your loved ones, your pet, your neighbors, your community, whatever it is that you have going on that's close to you. Shut it down for an hour. Now, shut it down for an hour doesn't mean text messaging while you're having a conversation, watching TV with your children or your family at the dinner table. What it means is shut the phone off, unplug the tablet, and just engage in the family. Now, maybe you're watching TV, but engage with them. Maybe you're at the dinner table, but engage with them. Make sure that you take the responsibility of showing your family as a leader that you can do this so that you don't all look like a bunch of zombies with a phone in your hand. At the end of the day, you will find out how much better life is, especially when you watch the news and find out that a child died, a parent got killed, someone had a tragic accident. We have no control over that. But what we do have control over is the choices that we make for ourselves today. So make sure to understand that, because if you don't, you're going to be left standing out in the dark. And you're going to have a whole bunch of boo-hoo and a whole bunch of I can't believe it that it's happening to you. So make sure, write it down, enjoyment, punch out an hour of your day, or decide what time of the day you're going to shut it off, and do it. You'll find out in 30 days from now, your life will be better. Call us and let us know how it goes. 347-989-1363 is the number to call into the show. You can email me at tony@tonygambone.com. We love hearing all your responses, good, bad, and otherwise, because I can't improve unless you help me. So don't be afraid to tell us the truth. If you want to be a guest on the show, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com. And we'd love to have you as a guest. Bring on your information. We got a great guest lined up for today, as we always do. My first guest today, we're going to bring her up after the break, is Linda Pringle-Evans. And branding is her subject. And, well, you're going to find out a whole bunch more about that. And I know for myself, branding is important, okay? Branding yourself is important, and there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk to her about, and we're going to bring her up after the break, but we're going to take a break right now, and make sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and any social media site. Just type in Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network, and you can find us all. Find out all the shows on the week at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Hey, we're always looking for new hosts. This week, we're actually looking for a sports show. So if you know anyone that wants to host their own show, let us know. And we're especially looking for a sports show. Call us and let us know. You can get us at 832-437-8898. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my first guest. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
We understand your need for quality financial advice without the hefty price tag of the big institutions. That's why at Thompson Wealth Management, it's our aim to create lifelong customer relationships built on a foundation of trust and satisfaction. Our values are based on extensive experience in investment, investment planning, and an intimate knowledge of financial markets. So let us put our experience to work for you. We can help you build a comprehensive investment plan and provide you with the ongoing guidance and direction that you deserve. For more information, visit Thompson Wealth Management at www.twmtoday.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, the call-in number is 347-989-1363. I just want to touch on the word of the week is enjoyment. the challenge of the week, okay, is taking that time out to enjoy life with your family, your loved ones, your pet, your goldfish. I don't care what you want to call it, okay? Take that time out. Are you willing to unplug the phone, turn it off for an hour a day? Are you willing to sit down with your family without a device in your hand? Are you willing not to look like one of the zombies walking through the mall staring at the palm of their hand? That's my challenge for you. Make sure to let us know how it goes. We're always looking forward to people calling in to let us know the results of these challenges. Anyway, my first guest today is a young lady by the name of Linda Pringle Evans, and she's known for helping female small business owners achieve greater results. She's a highly sought-after business growth consultant for the female entrepreneurs and small business owners. She assists her clients with implementing growth strategies for generating revenue. Generating revenue is something that we all struggle with. Most of the time, we don't even see our own value. So let's bring up Linda to the show. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Tony. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Well, Linda, a couple of things I want to find out before we get moving on to this interview, because I have so many things that I wrote down I want to ask you. What part of the country are you calling in from?
Westerville, Ohio.
Westerville, Ohio.
Of Columbus. Yes.
Is that where you're from originally?
No, I am originally from Georgia.
Okay, so I know it wasn't cooking or the food that brought you to Ohio. How'd you get to Ohio from Georgia?
By way of my mother. My mother lived in Columbus, and I grew up with my paternal grandparents in Thomaston, Georgia. And I came here after graduating from Georgia State University. So that's how I got here.
Well, you don't have a Georgia accent.
I think so. I think there are certain words that I may say that you can hear the southern twang. I think so.
Yeah, especially when you get back with family from the area, it just seems to kick in, doesn't it?
No, you know what, Tony? This has been the way I have always spoken. So it didn't change once I came to Ohio.
Interesting. Okay, so I want to find out. I mean, first of all, I want to tell everybody, if you go to PringleBizConsulting.com, you'll be able to look at the website that I'm looking at, okay? And branding you for more success is what this is about. So when you say branding, a lot of people think that that's kind of like the way your logo is supposed to look, and I know that's part of it, Linda, but one of the questions that I have for you, do you feel as though your actions as a person and a business owner are as important as the shape of your logo, if not more?
I think more, because first of all, I think there needs to be a distinction between brand and branding, because most people think branding encompasses everything, but brand is the creator, which is you. You are your brand, and that is what I work with my clients, helping them to see exactly who they are and bringing the human spirit to their brand. And that helps her to stand out, to appear more authentic, because your brand is the perception that your target audience have about you. That's how they base their decisions about purchasing from you, due to your brand. It's the emotional connection that you make with your audience. And branding is the collateral materials that communicate your brand to your target audience. And that's the logo, your stationery, even your color palettes, the font that you choose for your messaging. It's all those components that make up your messaging of your brand, your website.
So when you sit down with someone and they have this website already made up, how difficult is it to tell them sometimes that you're way off on this? this isn't really what you're telling me you want to represent, but this is what it looks like. Is there people out there that don't realize that how that all goes together?
Oh, you'd be surprised at the number of people who aren't aware of that, Tony. And I think when I approach a client from that perspective regarding her website not reflecting her brand, I explain to her once we have identified her brand, and then we do the audit of her website. And I think that helps her to see that this is all about who she is, to help her to get her message out more in an effective way so that her marketing becomes effortlessly in sharing who she is and what she does.
So I run networking groups, and I'm always telling people the best advice I could give them when they go to a networking group is show up as themselves. Don't show
Absolutely.
Up as somebody else because you'll be recognized. So in the brand or branding area, what you're telling me the same thing is that they will be able to, the brand identifies who they are, so when they show up, they need to be a mirror of their brand, basically. So one of my questions is, a lot of people say, well, I only wear the colors of my brand when I go out. And I'm like, well, that limits me, and then what do I do with all the rest of my clothes? So even when I go out and speak, I wear what I want to wear that day, and I wear a name badge that represents all the same thing that's my brand. So is that a yay or a nay? Is that wrong?
Let me explain. Part of your branding is your color palette that you select for your brand. And I share this with my clients. Your outer appearance does reflect your brand. So my colors for, and you, if you're looking at my website, you see them. It's like an orangey red and some gold and white. I may not have a suit or a dress with those specific colors, but I may have some jewelry, but I always make sure that in a professional environment, there is some distinction of my brand in my appearance. And again, it could be a scarf. It could be jewelry, or it could be simply the color of the dress, the shoes, the outfit that I am wearing. And I do encourage that. And it's not dismissing or diminishing your other clothing. You can mix and match, and we help with that with some of our clients with creating their signature style because that's important. You want to reflect your brand whenever you're out professionally.
One of the things I speak on when I speak off that word gamble that I mentioned in my monologue, M stands for marketing. And one of the things that I tell people, you know, having a marketing plan and a strategy and all that is really important. And I think it kind of leads into what you just said. But one of the things I tell people is that every step they take into a room, every action that they make, and every word that comes out of their mouth also reflects their marketing, which could blow up your brand. It could destroy it. It could do all kinds of different things if it doesn't go together properly. So when you sit down with someone and you go over this, do you work on their wording, their maybe their 30 or 60 second elevator pitch, so it all reflects on to what they see whenever they see that logo, that banner, or that business card?
As a matter of fact, Tony, we have an exercise that we conduct with our clients for their 30-second pitch, their 60-second pitch, because that's important. Your messaging is essential. If you are not able to articulate your messaging regarding who you are and what you do so that your audience understands and can relate to you and know that they need you or they can refer you to someone else, that is crucial. You must know your core messaging and be able to articulate it concisely in every situation.
I do these, I was mentioning networking events, and a lot of times we'll have a speaker come in, but a lot of times what we don't do is have a speaker and we do some type of team building process. And one of the things is I always struggle, and I struggled with this myself in the very, very beginning, so I understand the complication of it. It's not hard, but it's complicated. When people stand up to give their 30-second commercial or their 60-second elevator pitch, however you describe it, you hear them, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't want to embarrass them, but I wish I could stop them right now because I don't know what they're saying. And you see them sit down, and you recognize the look because you've experienced it from the inside before on yourself. So you see there's a struggle. So I do this one networking thing where I pair people up, people that don't know each other. I make them talk to each other for a minute about what they do what they provide. Then I get the other person to stand up and say that they are, so if it was me and you do it, I would say, hi, I'm Linda Pringle Evans, and I would say your commercial from what I heard you tell me about your business. So that allows them to see if that conversation is coming out properly, and a lot of times it isn't, and they don't even realize it until they hear someone stand up and say their commercial, which allows them a couple of things. One, to be recognized from the group from a different angle. But more importantly, the person that they stood up and it was the person acting as them drives home. They can't get that commercial out of their head. They have now planted a seed in that person they were talking to. They don't even realize it. So this whole thing kind of goes together. But I think it's really important because a 60-second elevator pitch is good in a networking event, a cold call, or in the line at Walmart when someone asks you a question about your business.
Absolutely. And one other thing, Tony, I'd like to add to that is being able to articulate it with confidence. That's essential to me. And a person can tell. If you're confident when you are sharing who you are, because basically that elevator speech is just giving them, is whetting their appetite, so that they want to know more about you and what you're doing. And when you can speak with confidence and power, that shows that you really know your stuff, and they want to know more. And that's what you want. You want to create more from that elevator speech.
Well, I find that interesting. Like I said, people are always struggling with it. I know that once I brought on a coach, one of the coaches, I sat down to figure out my purpose and my proven process and my uniques and our guarantees. Once you go through that program, it seems easier to recognize that conversation or to have it. Otherwise, it seems to change every time you come out. It never sounds the same. And the confidence part is when you stop talking and go, oh, crap, I didn't say what I wanted to say. The energy just like went away. Everybody's ears flapped over. They don't even recognize you. So I think it's really important to sit down with people like yourself and get that process proven so that you are confident. Because like you said, if you watch an infomercial, it's not someone that's dreary and slow and dragging along that's making you buy the product. It's the guy that's almost jumping out of his skin that's got you excited.
Absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
And you want that. You want the excitement. I know for myself personally, I am an emotional buyer, number one. I will admit to that. And if someone is pitching a product or a service to me, if my emotions does not resonate with that particular company or individual, I'm not going to purchase. I am not. But if they make me feel more, they give me that energy where I want more of what they have, it's a simple yes. It's not. It doesn't take me long to make a decision.
Right.
And that's what we want.
So if we're going to go to a commercial break, but Before we do that, can you give everybody all your contact information? And we're going to come back, and I want to dig a little bit deeper to some of the things. Like, I know you have an e-book, and there's a bunch more things I want to talk about. I know you're a speaker. So give them all your contact information. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay. My contact information, of course, is my website, which is PringleBizConsulting.com. My email address is Linda@LindaPringleEvans.com. Facebook is Linda Evans. Also, Facebook is Pringle Business Consulting. And LinkedIn is Linda Pringle Evans. And Twitter. You know what? I just lost my frame of thought on Twitter. I'll have that when we return from the commercial. Thank you.
Okay, that gives them something to wait on. So we'll be right back after this break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stisham, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stisham on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it is the last day of July. I hope you're getting everything together to get your children back in school and your businesses back on the map. You know that September always starts the networking arena, and it always brings you up to the last 90-day period before you're going to have to hand in all your paperwork to make the decision as if you're going to move forward next year or not. My guest is Linda Pringle Evans, and she's someone that's going to be able to help you recognize what you might not be doing to get your message out properly, which could be costing you thousands of dollars. So, Linda, when we went to break, you were going to come back, and you kept the best for after the break, and that was your Twitter handle.
Yes, and that is Linda Pringle.
All right, very good. And
yes.
So, when people go through their year, and I know you've experienced this, what I was talking about in the beginning, it seems like the last 90 days of the month, of the year is the race to make the decision on if we're going to do it again next year. And, you know, usually that involves a lot of different things, which cost a lot of money because we look for revenue in, streams so that we can either get a loan or help build our business better. But I think that people are missing the boat on making one investment in their business that will help them in the future, and that is understanding the brand, or as you have it on your website, you have three things: knowing your audience is your niche, the S factor is the brand clarity, and owning the stage, presentation skills. Now, I really think that owning the stage is an important thing, but everybody freaks out thinking that you're going to ask them to be a speaker. We're on a stage every step we take in our business. So it's really important to know that you need to own your audience, whether it's someone sitting across the counter or if it's a room full of people. It's really important. So let's go down that road, your niche, your S factor, and owning the stage. How do they come together?
I'm glad you asked that question, Tony. All right, let's begin with niche clarity, know your audience. That's essential. I know. Most of my clients, when I began to work with her, she immediately begins to tell me what she wants to provide to her target audience, what she wants. And I immediately have to stop her and say, it's not about you, what you want. It's about what your audience wants. And that even goes with understanding your brand as well. But I'm going to stay with know your audience for a moment. In order to know your audience, you need to conduct a survey to find out what is keeping them up at night, what is their biggest pain points, or you can conduct phone interviews to identify what is it that your specific audience is in need of, want, or desire. If you can provide the solution, then that is what you should be providing to your audience, what they want. That's helping you with the who, what, why, and how of your business, who your audience is, what is it that they want, how you're going to deliver it, and why you're doing what you do. And that's when the why is where you can share yourself. You connect yourself with your audience, sharing your story, your journey. That helps you to become connected, and you resonate and keep your audience engaged within your presentation. You mentioned a moment ago, whether you're on a platform speaking to 20, 50, 100, or more individuals, speaking is something that is a part of your business, whether you may not say you are a speaker, as a professional speaker, but as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you are a speaker because you are communicating who you are and what you do. Now, moving to your S factor, the purpose of it is a system that helps provide you with your human spirit for brand distinction. Let's face it, there isn't anything that we create and produce as an entrepreneur or small business owner where we do not have competitors. And let's also face the fact that we have more competitors now than ever because of the internet. We have the world. What is it that you can do to differentiate yourself from your competitors? And that's where the S factor helps. It helps in the area of identifying your core strengths, your top five core strengths. We address your uniqueness, your core attributes, your values, your beliefs, because all of that is important when you're looking at you, because you are your brand. And when we pull all of that together and look at who your target audience is, we're able to help you to identify your brand distinction that will help you become supreme within your niche. That is essential. That is a must, because you cannot market, you can't do the branding nor marketing until you have solidified your brand. Now, addressing own the stage. Owning the stage is what you mentioned a moment ago, Tony. Anytime you are presenting your business, it could be at a networking event. You could be at this interview is part of owning my brand, owning the stage, because this is a platform right now for getting my message out to the audience who is listening. Anytime you are presenting regarding you and your business, that is a time for you to own the stage. And what we do, we help you with those presentation skills to help you perfect and become more effective in presenting you to the world, to your audience. I hope I clarified that well for you and your listeners.
Yes, ma'am. That was perfect. And, you know, it's funny. We just did a compilation book here at Tough Talk Network, and one of the things that I really tried to make sure that people understand is how valuable it is to be in front of the room. And they always freak out talking about, oh, I don't want to be a speaker. I'm just too shy. Well, you speak to someone on the phone or in an office setting or in a networking setting, you're a speaker. So you just hit it right on the head for me, because I really believe that if you don't take advantage of those opportunities, all you are is someone walking around with a bunch of information that you have printed up with no resource to use it. So I think it's very important for people to understand their brand and
yes.
Branding. I like how you separated that. And I really like the fact that you talk about how it comes from within the individual and to recognize that it's not about what they want. It's about what your client needs. And that's a tough one to get past, because we put businesses together thinking that we will solve this problem for people. And I always relate back to a story I had, a conversation I had with someone that was selling coffee for a multi-level marketing organization. And when they did their commercial, they stood up and they said, you know, one of the things I asked them is, who do you serve? And they said, anyone that drinks coffee. Well, I never met anybody named anyone, but I figured, you know, I haven't been around that much to recognize that. So what I asked her was, wouldn't it be better to talk to someone that drank coffee, or wouldn't it be better to talk to that person or target the person that you can't speak to in the morning until they had a cup of coffee? Now, everybody can recognize that person. So it's really important to understand who you're targeting, who your niche is. And it's
Absolutely.
Always the hardest thing for a business owner to understand who that is unless they get help. Well, because they can't see the back of their head, they can only see what they see. And it's really important to bring someone else in that can look from a different view. And it's usually a
Absolutely.
Light. Yeah. I mean, do you find it's really just a small little twist of something that makes it better?
Yes, it is, because most of the times, as you stated with the coffee gentleman, he felt anybody who drank coffee would want the coffee that he is selling. But what is it that makes his coffee unique, different from other coffee providers? In the same way for us as entrepreneurs and small business owners, it is very important to identify exactly who you are going to serve, whose problems are you going to serve. It helps with our marketing. Once you have narrowed who your target audience is, it makes it so much easier for the entrepreneur to understand, okay, I get this. I can provide these types of services for my specific audience because this is what they will pay me for. Too many times we create programs and products based on what we think our target audience want without hearing from them and listening to what they're telling us. We base it on, again, what we want. And the products and the programs do not sell. And I always tell my customers, find out what it is, what problem you can solve to create a product or program to assist them. And also learning how to sequence your products and programs, because that's important too, so that you can maintain repeat customers. And I don't think enough entrepreneurs think about that sometimes. They're just thinking about how to create the products and programs and get them out there and hoping and praying that someone is going to buy them. And that is not the best business model to have in place for your business. Understanding your audience and understanding their needs, their desires, and wants will help you to determine what products and programs and services to continuously provide your clients, even other opportunities for new business adventures.
I'll tell you, I know now that my listeners know why that I have you as my only guest today, because you have a ton of good information. It's not complicated. It's not hard to understand. And it always comes down to making a choice. What do you want to do with the rest of the year that you haven't done already that's going to make your year better? I mean, okay, so if you're making a ton of money, you're probably not listening to this interview because you're on vacation somewhere where they don't have internet service. But the thing of it is, if you're like the majority of people out there, I mean, what are the percentages of people failing in a five-year period in business? The numbers are really, really big, and if you mention it, it gives everybody that depressed idea that they might be failing or have to look for a job. Now, do I ever think about going out and taking a job? There's been times when I've done that. But once I got clear on what I was doing, once I worked with someone else, then I had the confidence to keep moving forward because I seen that I could get above that spot where I was stuck at. And I think that's what holds a lot of people back from making, you know, $40,000-$50,000 a year to making $100,000 a year. It's that one little investment of time and money with a coach, a mentor, or someone that's going to take them to the next level. So if you had to tell somebody a short reason why they would invest in someone like yourself, okay, what would those two or three sentences be?
I think the first sentence would be, I ask you to get out of your own way. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes we are so entrenched in our business, and we're not getting the support from the an expert who can help take you to the next level. And we keep doing the same thing, or we keep trying something that we may heard worked for someone else. But what I say is, move out of your way and allow yourself to flourish. And in order to flourish and become the best you, it requires investing in a coach, a business coach, a business consultant, a mentor, someone who is going to have your true best interest at heart, and someone who is going to be honest with you, not just say the things that you want to hear and go along with what you have already been, what you've already been doing. You need to hear from someone who is going to conduct an audit of your business to see what is working and what isn't working, and determine if what isn't working is it something that it just simply needs tweaking so that it can become productive and generate revenue within your business, or if it's something that you should consider eliminating. And I think that is something that all of us have to do. I had to do it myself, Tony. I had to realize that I could not do what I'm doing alone. I had to get help. And I would say this to our listeners. Find out what are your weaknesses and where your weak areas are. Get support to assist you. And I'm going to share this. I am not one of the most tech-savvy individuals. I'm not, and I know this. But I have someone who is helping me with my technology, someone who is helping me with social media. And I strongly, strongly suggest and urge every one of our listeners, take the time to see where your weaknesses are and where and whom you can delegate those weaknesses to so that you can focus on your strengths within your business, because when you do that, it will help take your business to the next level. You are at your best in the areas where you're the strongest, the most unique, the most talented. I know you asked for maybe 1 to 3 sentences, but I kept going on. I couldn't help it.
That's okay. I feel you. I'm the same way. I get going on that subject, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands. All you have to do is make a choice, take a step, and don't worry about where you're going to land, because it's going to be a better spot than you're already in. That's obvious, mm-hmm. or you wouldn't be listening to this conversation to start with. I want to mention something to everyone out there. You can get your free Discover Your Niche and Prosper ebook on the website. You can see it on Facebook as well. We post everything everywhere. You can learn more about the S Factor, your niche, and owning the stage. There's so much stuff here that's valuable. Here's what I tell everybody to do. Not everything's a fit for everybody, but you don't know what your fit is unless you do your homework. If you go to the website and check it out, one, you might learn something. Two, you might see a valuable situation for yourself or someone that you know is struggling with the same information. Now, I know that we didn't get a chance to talk about Public Speakers Association. That's an organization that I'm aware of as well, but you lead a group in the Ohio area. You're a director for PSA. So tell us real quickly, because we're up against the clock, a little bit about that and how they can find out more.
Certainly. First of all, you can visit, the Public Speakers website. It is publicspeakers.com. And quickly, I will say this. It is one of the best Public Speakers Association out there. If you are a new and emerging speaker, this is the association for you. We help you with your networking. We help you with marketing you and your business. And you also obtain education on the speaking industry. And there are more. So visit the website. The benefits are listed there. Even anything that you need to know about PSA is there. And if you don't have the answer from the website, you can certainly send me an email, and I will respond immediately back to you. So thank you, Tony.
It's my pleasure. And, you know, as always, time goes quickly on the shows, and I'm going to make sure that we get you on some other shows, because I think your information is really, really valuable. I hope that people will take the time out just to get the ebook. I'm a big fan of growing my own personal self, and I can't do that unless I read other people's information to see where I might be missing out on it and see why I should take advantage of that opportunity. So don't wait for someone to come along and pitch you. Be out there educating yourself, so when you hear the right topic, something that you need help with, you'll be more educated on what the value is being offered to you. I appreciate your time today. I hope that we get to get you on another show soon. And I look forward to talking to you off the air as well.
Thank you, Tony, and to your listeners.
All right. Now make sure, folks, that you understand the fact that if you go to PringleBizConsulting.com, you will be able to learn a lot of information. If you listen to this interview and you don't go to the website, I got a suggestion. Don't waste your time listening to the interview, because you are not taking upon the value that's being provided here by our guest. Linda Pringle Evans is a person that can really help you with your brand and your branding. Please go and check her out at PringleBizConsulting.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. So we'll be right back after this break.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities.
We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. It means I'm talking too much again. Anyway, great guest today, Linda Pringle Evans, out of the Ohio area. And I just want to make mention one more time. You can find out more by going to PringleBizConsulting.com. Download the free ebook and find out where you're at on discovering your niche and how you can prosper from it. Also, I just want to make mention of a couple of things, okay? Word of the week, enjoyment, challenge of the week is to take 5 minutes out and recognize the fact that it's now time to shut your devices off for 1 hour and spend it with the people you really care about, okay? It will allow you to reboot up. You know, a lot of times we've got to go through our computer and clean out the cookies and the history that we don't need so that it responds better. Same idea, folks. I mean, we're all plugged into the technical world. Sometimes you need to reboot your brain, and what a better way to do it than spending time with your family or loved ones. Maybe you're just going to sit out back on your porch and enjoy the time of quiet. Either way, take the challenge. Let us know how it goes. Tony@TonyGambone.com. I'd love to hear your information. One last thing. Tough Talk Network has two sides of it. There's Tough Talk Radio Network, which we're on today, and there's toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org. Okay? Go to toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org and become a member of what we're offering the people out there to learn about. There's ebooks, there's videos, there's a membership site where you can learn how to network with people around the world and also gain education in a weekly way. We put new stuff up every week. We put up 2 or 3 new ebooks or videos, webinars, teleseries that are out there. So check it out. Love to get your feedback. toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org. If you're in the Houston area, come and visit us. We meet on the first and third Tuesday of every month. And if you're looking to come into Houston to be a speaker, we'd love to bring your information into it as well. So check us out, toughtalkbusinessnetwork.org. And if you're interested in being a guest or if you're looking to be that host of a radio show, we have a service for you as well at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Great show today. It's always great for me to be able to provide this platform where we can help people improve their growth and visibility. I, myself personally, am on a mission to do that. I guess that's my ministry, is helping people be recognized as leaders in their industry. So we'd like to hear from you. You can go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com, register to be a guest on the show, or toughtalkradionetwork.com and be a guest on any of the shows that we produce here weekly in the Tough Talk Network. Hope everyone has a blessed day, a blessed week, and a safe tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Stay tuned to 10:30 today for one of our newest shows on the air, and that is Creating Business Harmony with Mike Calderwood. You can find out more about that by going to creatingbusinessharmonywithmikecalderwood.com. Now remember, folks, harmony is spelled H-A-R-M-O-N-E-Y. It's a new way to spell it. Check us out. We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great day.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.